Welcome back to this half of this hour on the house on the road. It's the Remodeling Show and Deck Expo in Baltimore, Maryland at the Baltimore Convention Center. And we are here thanks to our friends at Schluter Systems, the makers of terrific waterproofing products for your tub, for your shower floor, electric resistance, task heating, it's their DietraHeat system, and more. And you may learn more about their products by visiting their website. It is Schluter, Schluter.com. And I got to tell you, boy.
I want to say it this way. Schluter.
Schluter, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Schluter system.
And the guy that likes it is Andrew Acker, and Andrew is with Schluter. They have a beautiful exhibit here at the Remodeling Show and Deck Expo, and in addition to their exhibit, they're doing live demos on how to install their product.
They're doing live installation demonstrations.
Yeah.
And Andrew was running the demonstration yesterday, and as I was telling Andrew before we went on the air this morning, I said, I just absolutely am fascinated by how tradesmen do their thing. And it doesn't make any difference what tradesman, whether they're a mason or an electrician or a drywall person, whoever is doing it, I love to watch them. And I especially loved yesterday's demonstration because I think your product is just a premier product.
Well, thank
and
you.
I just
Thanks very
love
much.
Watching it be installed.
Andrew, one of the important components that goes along with a shower installation and an environment is a drain.
That's right.
And in the last several years, we've seen drains evolve from just the traditional round drain to maybe a square drain.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we refer to as a linear drain.
Mm-hmm. A line
they
drain,
don't want,
yes.
They don't,
a
don't
straight
like
drain.
They don't like to say trench drain anymore.
Yeah,
that sounds like something you put in front of your garage door.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. That's a trench drain. On the inside, it's a linear drain, a straight drain, yes?
The linear drain is a female trench drain.
Oh, I like that.
It's a more feminine drain.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, of course, we've been using them for years with you guys. I think I used my first one about 7 years ago. And I decided to do a drain that did not have exposed metal. It was capped in tile.
The tile itself
and
that
so
you put on
the pan. And so it disappeared.
Right.
It disappeared.
Very
so,
popular.
So
right now.
For our audience listening, whether they're pros or designers who are specifying product for a project, or whether they're homeowners who have an interest in redoing their shower, help them select a drain.
Sure. Well, one of the things that they're going to look at first, like you had just mentioned, Jane, the difference between a point drain, round or ours or square, which tile setters appreciate square. They can cut around square better
than
round.
That's exactly.
Tile setters
appreciate square.
They do.
Appreciate square.
We're a couple of square guys anyway.
We're all squares.
Except the tile setters who use round tiles.
And then you're still cutting round and round.
That's even more difficult. Right.
Yeah, so those, if you think about it, the reason those were so popular and the only choice for so long is because the shower pan, the part that you stand in when you take a shower, slopes towards the drain from all directions,
right,
from all around the perimeter.
Right.
You're limited to the size tile you can put on that shower pan.
That's right.
3 inches square, 4, maybe 5 you can get away with because of the compound slope. The nice thing about a line drain and why they're so popular is because you're not limited to the size tile.
You can put just about anything there you want.
That's right. It's one flat plane sloping down towards the line drain,
right,
which is situated usually at the back wall.
Usually at the back. We know that we're seeing some of the drains come forward.
To the front, yes.
Which is less complex if you're building an addition, a little more complex if you're doing a renovation and you have to reconfigure the floor and that sort of thing.
That's right. Moving plumbing around and
right.
so forth.
The deal is that the drain in the front, okay, allows you to build up the back floor, the back part of the enclosure.
In the shower. Mm-hmm.
Making the installation after the fact in a remodel so much less expensive.
Can we do that with the Curdy board?
Yes, you can.
Sloped Curdy board.
The sloped Curdy trays.
So we can do that, build up the back of the shower with the sloped Curdy tray, which comes down to a fraction of an
just
inch,
a little bit,
which
yeah.
is equal to, will work in harmony with the linear drain.
That's right. If you recess the floor, usually the thickness of the subfloor,
right.
which is 3/4 of an inch,
right.
and you abut our DITRA, which is our uncoupling membrane that's also waterproof.
Yes.
To the front of that tray.
And not only
now you're flush straight
and,
in.
And not
so
only
no step.
And not only is that an uncoupling membrane, but it will accept the wire for the DITRA heat.
The DITRA heat table.
So
yes,
what
right.
you can do all in one fell swoop without rebuilding the room is you can drain the shower to the opening. Use a linear drain at the opening.
To intercept the water.
To intercept the water. Mm-hmm. And then tile all the way out to the bathroom door and not have to use a shower door.
Or curb. Or change your tile size.
That's right.
And everyone's picking such large format tile. Very in vogue.
Exactly.
Right? And they want to carry that same large
Say
tile.
Say that again. Right. I like that. Very in vogue.
Very in vogue.
Oh, very
like
yes. that? Like that. Good. No, but I mean, look. Let's get from Vogue, which is pretty, and
okay.
that's nice, because mm-hmm. that sells
no,
homes and that makes people
let's
happy.
Let's go to Newsweek.
And let's talk about us.
Okay.
The aging baby boomer.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about accessibility.
Very
and let's
important.
Talk about walkers and wheelchairs and being able to get into that space easily. That linear drain, that curbless system that you're offering makes it very easy
That's
for folks
right.
to navigate.
It is. All of our components incorporate into the aging in place movement, if you will.
Yes.
That's so important for all of us baby boomers.
It's true.
Who want to stay in the house we've been in.
You
we
bet.
Do not want to move. So the renovation is still beautiful to look at, but it does actually function too. So you get function and design, and you have the capability to stay in that home because you do have access. You can build a barrier free. That's not just no curb. That means there's no barriers to anyone of any ability, disability, to use that facility.
And these drains are self-flashing.
That's right.
I mean, they've got the...
They've got the Curti collar already on them.
They've got
them,
the Curti
so
collar,
the
and you just use your Curti fix right onto your Curti board, and you're good to go.
There you go.
How can our friends listening get more information on the... The drains come, just for a moment, the drains come in what sizes?
20 inches to 72 in about 4-inch increments. So lots of lengths to choose from.
And if you want something longer than the longest, you can just simply put them in line?
We can put them in line because we have a little clip that joins
Have you ever
them
done
together.
That?
Yeah. We put a couple together.
That's a big one.
Yeah,
that's a big one. Yeah.
Oh, that's
All right.
a big one. You can also do a corner shower if you wished, which you wouldn't have to do, but you could do a corner shower with drains on two sides.
Adjacent drains,
Or you could put the shower in the middle of the room now with a head on the ceiling and do the whole room as a shower.
You could.
Yeah.
He is Andrew Acker. The company is Schluter Systems. Andrew, our friends listening may get more information on your products by going where?
Schluter.com.
And we thank you for sponsoring our remote broadcast here from the Remodeling Show and Deck Expo.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, 800-737-2474 is our number, on the web at onthehouse.com. You may learn more about what we found at the show by visiting the show notes section of our website. Don't you touch that dial. There's more from the Remodeling Show Deck Expo in Baltimore, Maryland, after this.